Welcome to Enterprise Ian's All Things Enterprising podcast. Today I should be saying buongiorno. Yeah. I'm in the Via, what's it called?
Luciano Manara. 62.
62. And I'm outside a really Italian named place called Banana Trash, which is owned by
Regina Hirata.
And Regina, is it easy opening a business in Italy?
It's easy if you really, really, really want something. Everything is easy if you want. Now, but in Italy, it's so difficult.
What's difficult about it?
The bureaucracy, it's amazing. And I don't know. Amazing, no. It's a wrong word.
You've got this great place called Banana Trash. I was in yesterday. I bought a sourdough sandwich with fabulous roast beef and chili jam, and my wife had a chicken quinoa lettuce salad and amazing smoothies, not the stuff you find in Rome, and I was really grateful for that. Tell me, where did you get the idea from?
Because I'm from Brazil. I'm half Japanese and half Brazilian. And there, it's a super big city, you know? And then we eat all day in all time, which time you wanted, till 2 o'clock of the morning, in the morning, la, la, la. In Italy, it's difficult because they are super, I don't know how to
say. They have a routine.
Yeah. And in Brazil, we don't have routine. And I do the thing, a place which I love to do, to come, you know, and I go to eat easy, eat super good things, which super good flavors, and la 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 la.
Now, when you opened basically a Brazilian Japanese fusion street food takeaway shop.
Yeah.
How did the Italians react? How did the Romans react?
Oh, super interesting and super, let's see what is this. And they, you know, Italian people is just super cuisine.
Oh, yes.
They have super, I don't know how to say.
Flavors.
Flavors, yeah. And they don't like some the things outside the country.
So something that's not pasta.
No, nothing.
Not with tomatoes.
Never.
It's something very difficult, different. You've been open a month.
Yeah.
How's it gone?
Super, super good. Not really. The people comes. The neighborhoods comes every day, and they come back because they super love the flavors, the mix of what I done, no?
But you have quite full flavors, and some of them are quite spicy, which the Romans like.
The Romans like the things because the Romans, not every Romans, but that one who love brings something new, and that one, the first one, they Italian is such like I'm English so bad.
It's pretty good to me. Passion.
No, I usually to say the Italian is like a ship, you know. They come in a pack. If one goes, everybody follow.
So that's what's happened with you.
Yeah.
One person comes along, they've enjoyed it, they've told their friend, and then everybody comes
just
out.
Mouth to mouth, you know.
Mouth to. Do you think people forget about the importance of mouth to mouth when starting a business?
Maybe yes, but I do this just to mount to mount. I never do publicity. I just use the social network, but not super well I do this thing by myself, everything by myself. The recipes, that's the main
recipes.
It's all my.
Was it easy to find a place to start from?
It's so difficult. So difficult.
What was difficult about it?
Because it's so expensive. In a place like this, it's so expensive.
We are in the Trastevere, which is a very popular place for visitors.
But
so it's expensive rent?
Yes, but here I know I pay super less.
Excellent.
Because I don't have license to cook.
Had you ever run a business before?
Yeah, how?
Did you? Have you ever done anything like this before?
In restaurant, to food things, nothing. Before I do the beauty things, you know, spa. But not good.
Oh.
No good because the Italian girl's not so into this.
Right.
Because we're Brazilian, we all days with manicure and wax and la 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 because they're super.
You had the right idea but the wrong market.
Bravo, bravo. But this things maybe is cool.
And what tips would you have for anybody starting a business in Rome?
Super passion, a super different, I don't know, concept. It's amazing because in Italy, everybody do the same thing. Pasta, just a little bit like hamburgers, blah, blah, blah. But just pizza, pasta, pizza, pasta, pasta, pizza.
I think what's interesting about this is for Britain and for us in Scotland, there are sandwich shops all over the place, but you've actually brought something new and different to this whole world because your flavours are very different. I love that. Tell me about your seaweed rolls. What
because
are they?
I love seaweeds because I'm half Japanese, I told you before, no? And I'm so into the be well with by yourself, and you have to take care by yourself. And seaweed is a super, super good food for me and for everybody, and I don't eat meat, okay, but I have to do a business and I have to sell meat, fish, blah blah blah, because I'm not,
so this is as much a business as
yeah.
it is
yeah.
You're serious about this,
yeah.
And well, the sun's come out. I've got a slice of your, what is that, banana cake?
Banana cake.
What's on the top of it?
It's a caramel with integral, I don't know how to say. It's it's not white sugar, it's a black sugar.
It's unrefined,
it's a brown sugar, caramelized with banana, and then we put
thank you. You've made me. I've got my slice of cake. I'm off. I'm going to have that. I might have it traditional British way with a cup of tea.
yeah.
And enjoy. And lovely meeting you. And good luck with Banana Trash.
Oh, thank you. Super thank you. I'm super, super, super glad to meet you.
Pleasure. Good. Isn't it?
Yeah.